7 o'clock exactly on the nose. We're talking the Kiwanis Lights coming up in just a few minutes, the holiday lights. We have two of our guests here from the Kiwanis Club of West Racine. We'll talk that. Light holiday lights in just a moment. 7 o'clock, let's check news in the morning, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Here's CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with a big change to U.S. policy.
President Biden has given the okay to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided long-range missiles to hit targets deep within Russia. The weapons, known as the Army Tactical Missile System, can travel about 190 miles, which could help stop Russian forces from attacking Ukrainian cities.
That's CBS's Naomi Ruckum. To Washington now, where some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices are getting a double take. CBS News has learned former Fox host Pete Hegseth, who's tapped for defense secretary, paid a settlement to a woman who had accused him of sexual assault in 2017. His lawyer said the interaction was consensual, but that he made the payment to avoid a potential lawsuit that could have gotten him fired. Hegseth denies the allegations. No charges were filed. Lawmakers are reacting, including Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who told Meet the Press,
"I think he's a good pick, but as allegations come out, we'll figure out if, as the Senate moves forward with the advice and consent to the President of the United States, if he can get confirmed or not."
Spirit Airlines is filing for bankruptcy.
The biggest U.S. budget airline says flights, ticket sales, and reservations will continue as normal as the company restructures. Spirit said in a statement the bankruptcy filing will reduce debt, increase financial flexibility, and position the airline for long-term success. The company says employee wages and benefits will be paid by the airline during the streamlined Chapter 11 process, which is expected to end in the first quarter of 2025. Spirit has lost more than $2.5 billion since early 2020. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Gunfire at a parade in New Orleans yesterday.
You can have 99,000 people out there, and all it takes is one person sometimes to mess up something that is so beautiful.
At least two are dead, 10 others injured in the pair of shootings. Police say they have no one in custody. If you're packing your kids' lunches right now, you may want to skip the carrots. CBS's Matt Piper reports on a recall due to an E. coli outbreak.
Grimway Farms, which made and packaged the organic carrots, issued the recall this weekend after nearly 40 cases were recorded in 18 states.
And you'll get a side of Beyonce with your Christmas ham.
This ain't Texas.
Queen Bee will perform the halftime show during the Texans-Ravens Christmas Day game. It's going to be the first time she'll do songs from her Cowboy Carter album live. Netflix is set to stream the game. Ahead of the open on Wall Street, U.S. stock futures are mixed. And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Speed on Sheridan Road gets slowed down today. The Kenosha County Sheriff is holding a press conference today to let everyone know about the reduction on 32 from the Racine-Kenosha County line to near Carthage. It's going down from 45 miles an hour to 35, with signs reminding drivers along the route. There will be enhanced policing efforts during the transition. The speed reduction is supposed to help reduce crashes. A Racine County UTV crash sent two kids to Children's Hospital over the weekend. One of them had to be flown to Wauwatosa following the collision that caused four people to be injured total. It happened in Dover, just south of 11 near Vandenboom Road. Kansasville Fire and Rescue teams say the injured had been riding on or driving a UTV and an ATV. An investigation is ongoing. Racine Unified wants a bigger bite for the apple. Construction costs for the new Red Apple K-8 school have gone up. The board tomorrow night will be talking about raising the total cost to almost $37 million. That's a 4% increase from the previous estimate, with inflation and weather given as reasons for delays and increases. The school was originally set to open next August, with that date now pushed back to January of 26. And the remaining Racine team moves on, with the last Kenosha High School team heading home. The Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game after a win Friday night. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship Thursday. Kenosha St. Joe's was upset Friday night, losing and ending their 2024 run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is, this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon, 16-13. Luke Fickell.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Becoming mostly cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking a half inch or more possible by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. High today 55, breezy 50 tonight, rain ending 60. Our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I think they come up with the pill before they come up with the disease. Did anybody have restless leg syndrome? Before they had a bill for it? Did you get calls? Bill, I'd love to make the party, but the old restless leg is acting up again. I never knew that I had a fungus monster living under my big toenail. There's a Tasmanian devil in there, apparently. And not just in there, it's partying. Have you seen the commercial? I swear to God, there is a bacteria playing the trombone. That is pretty serious.
Hey, let's welcome my guest. We have Paul Holly and Tim Nelson here from the Kiwanis West Racine Club, right? West Racine, as opposed to... When did you get close to that microphone, Paul? I want to hear every word you have to say this morning.
Okay.
Now, you guys are a service organization. For people that don't know what the Kiwanis, the Rotary Club, the Elks, the Moose, and all those other animals that are in the North Woods, what you guys do, what does the club do? I mean, you guys get together and you do what?
Well, let me talk real quick about what Kiwanis International is. We're one club of many, many, many. The Kiwanis International has clubs throughout. There are approximately 445 members in 85 nations around the world. So, and the members on a worldwide basis contribute more than 7.7 million service hours and raise $390 million annually. So and that's one of the things that Tim and I think enjoy about Kiwanis is you're part of something really big. You're part of something much bigger than yourself. And locally, our club, and we'll be talking about that this morning, we do an awful lot of things in the community, and we stay pretty busy, don't we, Tim?
Yes, we do.
Man, how much time do you devote to the Kiwanis? Because you have lives other than the Kiwanis Club. So how many hours do you think you devote to that? Do you have annual meetings or weekly meetings, monthly meetings?
Well, we have a weekly meeting every Wednesday morning over at Holy Communion Church, and which we'd like to invite other people to attend. I gladly take on new members. Now each individual, it's up to the individual how much time they want to devote to different functions that we're involved in.
Now, we know the moose, the elk, the I'm trying to think of all the other animals out there. The moose, the elk, and I can't think of the other one. I just had him off. I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. So what animal is the Kiwanis? That was actually in a movie called Lilies of the Field. These nuns came over from East Berlin, and they were trying to contact all the fraternal organizations. And they came up with the moose, the elk, What's a Kiwanis? So where'd the name Kiwanis go? What does that even mean?
Well, Don, I'm glad you asked that because you mentioned that little anecdote on the phone last week when we set this up. So I had to look it up myself. The Kiwanis names comes from the Algonquin language, and it's a term for we build.
Oh, perfect.
And yeah, it is perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And the Kiwanis organization itself was founded in 1915 in Detroit, Michigan. And it has been international since after World War I. And as I said earlier, today there are 85 nations around the world. So on a worldwide basis, Kiwanis does, and their primary focus is serving youth and children. So on a worldwide basis, they're out there raising funds, providing assistance for things like clean water and vaccines for kids in developing nations. Here closer to home, we're doing clothing drives. We're
doing holiday lights.
And we do the holiday lights.
Let's talk about that, because for years, the holiday lights, and I just found out some interesting things this morning about this that I didn't know. People think I know everything. I really know nothing. The holiday lights were at the zoo for years and years and years. If you traveled down North Main Street, you would see them out there. The waterfalls, which I still don't know how that works. I think it's an optical illusion, but I'm not sure. The waterfall lights, you had all the other lights set up there so you can see them from Main Street, but they're not there this year. They're elsewhere. So let's talk about where they are, first of all. Where are the holiday lights this year?
Well, this year they are out at the Yellowstone RV Park out in Caledonia for their Christmas Carnival of Lights, which is starting, I believe, next week.
It opens on
actually
the 23rd,
this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So, I've seen it many, many years. I've gone there. Yeah. It's amazing how they set up these lights.
And I think our lights will really complement their lights out there as well. And they're very enthusiastic about getting these lights and setting these up out there. So it'll be a nice light show out there.
So why are they not at the zoo anymore? Why are they at Yellowstone Park? For years they've been at the zoo. So when people drive by now, they won't be there. So what happened? What changed?
Let's back up to 1985 is when Kiwanis took over the lights. They were displayed at the Weary residence for many years.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
And it became a situation, from what I understand, that too much traffic, too much chaos in the neighborhood at Christmas time. So they were donated to the city of Racine, displayed on Monument Square for a number of years. And like I said, in 1985, in that era, Kiwanis took over the lights and moved them up to the zoo for the first time. So since 1985, they've been at the zoo.
So that's, let's see, 10, 20, carry the 2, move over the 3, a lot of years.
A lot of years.
Plus. Now, here's something I didn't know. You guys had to set them up at the zoo. Physically, you didn't just donate them to the zoo. You had to set them up.
We set them up. We stored them. We maintained them. And so, you know, it as far as setting them up, it's not a one-day set them up and take them down after the New Year's Day. And there's a lot of hours spent in between moving these fixtures, checking the lights, repairing the lights through the season, because in transportation, the rope lighting gets damaged. Electrical cords get wore out over years. So it's a monumental task.
So you moved into Yellowstone because you just didn't have the manpower anymore to set these up?
Well, back in 1986, there was in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 Kiwanis clubs in Metro Racine area. Now we're down to 1. And that's us.
What happened? Why do they dissipate?
Just
nobody joining?
Nobody joining. Getting volunteers, people who want to participate.
What happened?
Getting more difficult for any organization.
Yeah, why is that? Why did they kind of vanish? I mean, we hope they're not gone permanently, because you guys are the standard bearers now of the Kiwanis and Racine.
Well, and Don, I should mention that it's really not gone permanently.
Right. They're all over the world.
And it's really not going away. One of the things I think that sets Kiwanis apart, perhaps, from a lot of other service organizations is we also have a number of Kiwanis is the main parent club, but then there's really a whole family of clubs. In the Kiwanis organization, we have what's called Key Club, and these are service clubs for high school students.
I remember Key Clubs,
Key Club was part of that.
In my high school, we had Key Clubs as well. I didn't know they were part of the Kiwanis, though.
Yes, they are. And we sponsor the Key Club here at Case High School, and we're working to bring back the Key Club at Park High School, and we're working to bring back the Key Club at Case High School. So we really kind of see that as the farm team. And, you know, Don, you think about it, volunteerism, it's something Tim and I do an awful lot of, and we kind of have a passion for it. But if you think about it, Don, that's kind of a life skill, isn't it? It's like learning how to balance your checkbook, giving back to the community, giving back to just make the world a better place.
You know, I never gave it much thought, and I love when I learn things when somebody comes in like Tim and yourself, that I just learned the Key Club in my high school was part of the Kiwanis. I never knew that. I knew we had a Key Club, and this is back in New York where I grew up. I just never realized what it was until just now, and then my light bulb went off over my head. Yeah. And I said, "Whoa! Yeah. I just learned something."
And then there's also a college equivalent called Circle K. They have chapters here in Wisconsin at a number of the state university schools and some of the private schools. So there's another generation coming up. There may not be quite as many of them, but I'll tell you, especially being around those high school students and those college students. They're fired up, they're active, and they're doing some volunteerism as well. So I'm pretty optimistic.
We're talking to Paul Holly and Tim Nelson from the Kiwanis Club in West Racine. And we're talking about the holiday lights and Kiwanis in general. And we'll talk more about it coming up in a moment. 7:16 at WRJN. Rain this afternoon with a high near 56 degrees. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 54. Early rain tomorrow, then turning cloudy with a high near 61. Right now, some clouds, 38 degrees here at Radio Park. And right now, here's Pete's.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba locally at AM 540 WAUK.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-611-7272. 800-611-7272.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. And good morning. It's 720 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. And with me right now, I've got Paul Holly and Tim Nelson from the Kiwanis Club, West Racine. Got to get the West Racine in there. And we're talking about so many things they're doing. We get the holiday lights now at Jellystone Park. We found out what Kiwanis means. But you said, Paul, you didn't even know.
I had to look it up.
Weren't
myself.
You curious all the years we were the Kiwanis to say, what does it mean? I know what the elks and the moose are, but what are we? Okay. You said at the now the holiday lights are going to be permanently at Jellystone Park, so you donated them. Yep. So they're really not your lights anymore. They're just donating. Now they're Jellystone Park because it was getting to be a hassle setting it up. And it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
You got to have electricians out there. It's a lot of work and it's expensive. Okay, so you have a special night, though, coming up at Jellystone Park, right?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. As part of the donation, the folks at the Christmas Carnival of Lights have designated a Kiwanis Club of West Racine night, and that's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. next Monday, the 25th, and our club will be receiving 50% of the gate that evening. And Tim and I are going to be on hand. We're going to have a little information table set up there in their visitor area, and we'll have some information about the Kiwanis, and we'll have this year's Kiwanis Christmas ornament available for sale, which this year features the Racine Heritage Museum. It's a beautiful brass ornament. We have been producing and selling those ornaments for, golly, about 25 years.
I was at Real Racine recently,
And
they were selling them there, and we collect those because we have them from the zoo and different
wonderful
organizations. And so we bought one. Now, I don't know if it's that one, but we bought whatever they had this past summer. We bought it. And somebody's screaming in the other room. I can hear them. Anyway, so it's just it's nice. You know where we hang these? We remember when the downtown Racine Corporation did the lighthouses all over the place.
Right.
Remember there was a lighthouse summer?
Yeah.
We bought one of the lighthouses. My wife is big on lighthouses. So we bought this giant lighthouse and we hang the ornaments from the lighthouse.
Cool.
And the lighthouse works. You could turn it on and the light spins around on it. So we have all the those type ornaments hanging on the lighthouse every year.
Terrific.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice.
But anyway, we look forward to seeing people out here next Monday, the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. out at the Christmas Carnival of Lights. And
that's rain or shine?
That'll be
rain or dark,
sleet, snow will be out
rain
there.
Or dark, yeah.
And they're located at 8435 Highway 38 in Caledonia.
It's Jellystone, the campgrounds.
That's correct.
If everybody doesn't know, it's a Yogi Bear. You'll see a big Yogi Bear out there. Smarter than the average bear. Okay, so what else do you guys have going on here?
Well, we'd like to just mention what Kiwanis has done in the last year.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You know, it's very important that people understand we're more than just holiday lights. In our last fiscal year, we've donated to over 33 youth-oriented groups around the Racine metro area. We've provided 6 college scholarships in this last year for students heading off to college. And it's all totals well over $45,000 that we donated in this last year, along with our group, our members, donating 75 or more Christmas gifts to Salvation Army to be handed out in their children's gift drive. And again, that'll be happening again this year. I mean, we've done that for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, the Kiwanis Club of West Racine is more than just holiday lights. We provide a real service to the city of Racine and the metro area.
Now, if somebody wants to join the Kiwanis, how do they do that?
Well, we'd invite you to follow our website is westracinekiwanis.com. We're also on Facebook at West Racine Kiwanis. We meet at 7:30 a.m. every single Wednesday.
That's early.
That is early, Don. We're up there when you are.
No, you're not. I'm up at 4:30.
But we meet at Living Faith Lutheran Church, and that is at 2915 Wright Avenue. We're down in the basement there.
Oh, just right up the block. You're not too far
right
away.
Up the block, and we really do have a great time. The coffee's on. We get together. Quite often we'll have a speaker from the community, and we'll learn things there. And we usually wrap up by about 8:30, so it's a real nice way to start your Wednesday.
You want to hear a real selfless thing this little girl does? She's a 17-year-old girl in Iowa. She's named Lauren Schroeder. She started a garden on her parents' farm so she could donate everything she grew. It started as a half acre, doubled it to a full acre. She has donated over 7,000 pounds of produce in the last 2 years. This year, in 2024, she hopes to hit 20,000 pounds of food before she heads off to college. She grows it all herself. Isn't that a great selfless act that this 17-year-old girl is doing?
It's terrific, and you love to hear it. You love to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, that is just wonderful. Anything else before we go to Paul Harvey here?
What do you want?
Anything
else? Let's just mention, again, going back to Kiwanis Club of West Racine, I mentioned that we donate to the Salvation Army. We volunteered ringing the bell for the Salvation Army every year. Our group does. We sponsor the Key Club, as it was mentioned earlier. We adopted a Racine City Park and clean it up and maintain it on a regular basis through the summer period. We're very involved with the Tri-County Senior Olympics, which is held, I believe that was in August.
That's correct.
We helped set up, and this is held out in Sturtevant. About four or five senior citizen homes bring their nursing.
It's a fun afternoon for those care center residents, definitely.
And they have Olympics, bowling or
events.
Throwing jarts or what have you. But it gives the seniors a chance to get out of their home and come and meet with other people and have a real good time out there. And again, this coming year, we'll be handing out over $12,000 in scholarships again.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. I had to pay for my own college education, so I know scholarships help out.
Yes, they do.
Any little bit helps.
The bank was waiting at my door the minute I left college. Okay, where's the rest of the money? Give me a chance to. I just got my diploma 5 minutes ago. You want your money? So that's great. You guys do a great job. And again, the reason we brought Tim and Paul here today is to talk about the holiday lights that are now permanently at their new location. They donated them to the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park. They have a big light festival there every year, and now they have more lights that you guys can that you guys donated. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And anytime you guys have something going on, you call me, you come back, and we'll talk about it, all right?
Well, we really appreciate that, Don, and actually we would like to come back after the first of the year. We'll talk about our scholarship program, and we'd also like to talk about our raffle night fundraiser, and that is always held the first Saturday of March.
Sounds good.
We'll be in touch on that.
Paul Holly, Tim Nelson from Kiwanis West Racine, the Kiwanis Club of West Racine. And again, to join them, go to westracinekiwanis.com. There you go. You get some hints on how you can help out. 7:28, time for Paul.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Speed on Sheridan Road gets slowed down today. The Kenosha County Sheriff is holding a press conference today to let everyone know about the reduction on 32 from the Racine-Kenosha County line to near Carthage. It's going down from 45 miles an hour to 35, with signs reminding drivers along the route. There will be enhanced policing efforts during the transition. The speed reduction is supposed to help reduce crashes. A Racine County UTV crash sent two kids to Children's Hospital over the weekend. One of them had to be flown to Wauwatosa following the collision that caused four people to be injured total. It happened in Dover, just south of 11 near Vandenboom Road. Kansasville Fire and Rescue teams say the injured had been riding on or driving a UTV and an ATV. An investigation is ongoing. Racine Unified wants a bigger bite for the apple. Construction costs for the new Red Apple K-8 school have gone up. The board tomorrow night will be talking about raising the total cost to almost $37 million. That's a 4% increase from the previous estimate, with inflation and weather given as reasons for delays and increases.
The school was originally set to open next August, with that date now pushed back to January of 26. And the remaining Racine team moves on, with the last Kenosha High School team heading home. The Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game after a win Friday night. The Angels will face Baldwin Woodville in the Division IV state championship Thursday. Kenosha St. Joe's was upset Friday night, losing and ending their 2024 run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Now, the rest of the story. Do you believe in sea monsters? I mean great big sea monsters who roam the ocean searching for men to eat and ships to sink. Well, I once had my own doubts. But skeptics, please reserve your skepticism until after you've heard the rest of the story. Once upon a time, this was more than 100 years ago, there was a gigantic, hideous, murderous monster who lived beneath the waves. By the early 1830s, reports of sightings and fatal encounters were frequent throughout the Pacific Ocean. It is impossible to determine how many vessels ambiguously labeled lost had in fact been sunk or eaten by the sea monster. There must have been many, however, considering the horror stories of the fortunate who lived to tell. On July 5, 1840, for example, the sea monster rose from the depths of the Pacific, 215 miles west of Valparaiso, Chile. An English vessel, the Desmond, was cruising nearby. The ship's captain ordered two boats lowered and sent them off to investigate. The sea monster, listen to this, the sea monster crushed the first boat and ate the second boat, and two crew members died. Now it's 2 months later, and 500 miles to the south, the sea monster similarly menaced a Russian ship. And 8 months after that, in the Atlantic Ocean, not far from the Falkland Islands, another British vessel was hit. Four seamen lost their lives that time. For 17 months, nothing. Rumors spread that the demon of the deep had at last returned to the hell from whence it came, but then, without warning, off the coast of Japan, the dreaded monster struck again. Its first victim in those waters was a big cargo vessel bearing lumber. The ship had been blown off course. The crew sighted the creature 2 miles distant, watched terrified as it came after them. The best guess is it was traveling about 30 miles an hour. No way the vessel could escape. Minutes later, fragments of it and its cargo were flying everywhere. The behemoth was still chewing on the wreckage when three other ships sailed by. Foolishly, the three captains decided to team up and capture the sea monster. The latter, somehow perceiving their plans, played dead in the water to lure the ships closer, and then suddenly the creature attacked. In the rampage, vessels were crushed and eaten, men were devoured and drowned. The reign of terror lasted until August of 1859, when a Swedish vessel prowling the Brazilian coast ran down and killed the notorious sea monster. And mysteriously, it offered no struggle. The crew took careful measurements. Its lower jaw was 26 feet deep. Its body was 100 feet long. It had sunk so many ships, had killed so many men, and yet today we might regard it not as a destructive devil wreaking aimless havoc, but as an avenging angel seeking calculated retribution for the crimes of men against its kind. Historians have no trouble tracing each incident to the same individual sea monster. There was positive identification by the victims who survived. First, the creature's extraordinary size, next, the 8-foot scar across its massive head, and one thing more, it was white. I mean, white as wool. And did I mention that during those seasons when that awesome beast haunted the seas, there was a young harpooner aboard the Acushnet in the South Pacific, a young fellow named Herman Melville, through whom the frightening reality one day would be transformed into an epic legend. He immortalized the great white one-of-a-kind whale. He called it Moby Dick, and you thought it was fiction. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another Paul Harvey rest of the story coming up at 12:05 this afternoon with Cindy Huber. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 7:34 now.
Well, with the way commodity prices are looking these days, you can't blame a farmer for looking at ways to cut costs. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But a lot of advisors are cautioning farms against cutting back on their crop insurance next year. Putting a pen to paper is one of the plans that Doug Yoder, agency manager with Country Financial in Illinois, is advising his clients to think about. And he says resist temptation to cut back on crop insurance.
In this negative net farm income environment we're in, where inputs are still high, but the prices have plummeted quite a bit, there's no denying in my mind that farmers are going to have to push the pencil pretty hard this winter and cut costs any way they can. I always tell them this in this environment. I really hope they don't voluntarily reduce their main coverage. Crop insurance, bar none, is their main safety net. And I just hate to see them voluntarily reduce their coverage. I think they're going to need all the coverage they can get in this sort of environment.
Doug Yoder, crop insurance provider with Country Financial. They're out of Illinois. If you're talking with your crop insurance provider today, factor in lower market prices to start your Monday. Numbers are next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Corn is very quiet on a Monday morning. Right now, December is unchanged at 424. March is unchanged at 435. January beans are down 6, 992. November new crop next year down 8 at 1012. December wheat is up 2 at 539. July new crop up 3 at 572. Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter at 168.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 3.5 to 169 and a quarter. And AA butter finished the week up 3 cents at 263 a pound. The December class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 14 cents right now at 1890. The January contract is up 2 at 1898 a hundredweight. There's your quick market snapshot as we get started on a Monday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Becoming mostly cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking a half inch or more possible by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. High today, 55. Breezy, 50 tonight. Rain ending, 60. Our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Well, my friends get mad if the Uber driver talks to them too much, but it's the opposite for me. I think the Uber driver gets mad at me for talking. He's like, you want to listen to the radio, something like that? I'm like, no, turn it off. I only got 5 minutes alone with you in this car. I got a lot of stuff I need to tell a stranger, okay? I got a lot of conspiracies I need to get off my chest. And honestly, my wife started hearing it, so I'm not even Ubering anywhere. I'm just Ubering to talk, man. I love the car. I like being in the car. I like driving, traveling. You ever get a fly in your car? You've been driving down the road. You've been driving for miles. That fly's all over the place in there. All of a sudden, you let that fly out. What do you think that's like for that fly? Like, that fly is way away from home now. That'd be like going into a grocery store and coming out in Arkansas. You're like, dang, what happened while I was in there? That fly's got to start a whole new life now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Okay, Paul Holly and Tim Nelson are here from the Kiwanis of West Racine. You guys had one last thing you wanted to do before taking off on this beautiful morning. What do you want to do?
Well, Don, we want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to come and speak with you and your listeners. But we also wanted to take this opportunity to thank the City of Racine Zoo. And they've been a huge asset to us over 36 years. And they've helped us out quite a bit. And again, we can't thank them enough for this. We also want to take the moment to thank the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 430, the local electrical union in the area here. They as well have been a huge asset to the Kiwanis Lights effort. And we really appreciated all the help and volunteer time that they put into this effort as well.
Well, that's great. You want to thank the people that helped you out. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always
thank
smiling you. From Kiwanis Club of West Racine. Why can't we just say Racine now? We got to have the West in there?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
It's a tradition, Don.
It is. I'm not going to screw it up. 200-year tradition. I'm not going to mess it up. Kiwanis Club of West Racine. 740 WRJ and local news, timeless hits. We're looking for rain this afternoon. Maybe after 2 o'clock, highs near 56 degrees. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Early rain tomorrow. Then cloudy. Right now, cloudy and 38 degrees at Radio Park.
I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black. I see the girls by dressed in their summer clothes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Black, 743, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. So let's hear the average person expects to gain 8 pounds this holiday season. That's up from 5.5 pounds in the same survey last year. I guess we plan on eating more. 66% of people say they're postponing being healthy until next year. I'm not going to bother with it this year. This year, they're just crossing it off. We'll be right back.
something's wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide. And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
in the Union Gap, woman, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 747. You know, kids can be sneaky and manipulative at times. Need proof? Christmas list PowerPoint presentations are getting trendy again. The idea is you get more stuff if you present a list to your parents in the most organized way possible. Some woman posted a 6-minute video of her daughter Kayla's presentation the other day. She did a PowerPoint presentation on the gift she wants for Christmas. She ended up asking for $2,500 worth of stuff. Now, the strategy behind it is your parents will be impressed and proud of you, especially if they don't know how to do a PowerPoint presentation, so you get rewarded with more gifts. See, I wish I knew this stuff when I was younger. I couldn't do a PowerPoint presentation, but I could do a nice presentation list on paper if I wanted to. See, I didn't know any of this stuff. This is why I got cardboard blocks for Christmas. Because I didn't know how to do the presentation.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Timeless Hits, Three Dog Night, Joy to the World at WRJN. Do you have your high school yearbook still? You know, your high school yearbook photo can predict whether or not you'll get divorced. Researchers found that the people who didn't smile were five times more likely to wind up divorced than people who smiled the biggest. The theory is that people who smile bigger are happier, but also more obedient. And both of those traits can lead to marriages that stay together. I have to go home and look through my high school yearbook. And see who didn't smile. And then find out if they got divorced or not. Hey, you never know. There may be something to it. Peter and Gordon, I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I want. Go to pieces and I almost die.
passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Peter and Gordon, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Almost two-thirds of us think at least one relative will get drunk at a holiday get-together this year. Who's most likely to do it? Your uncle. That's what they say. 7:56 now with J.J. Jackson.
You don't know.
Jackson, but it's all right. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 7:59. Well, tis the season for family movie nights. On a nice chilly night, maybe when the snow is falling down, you want to get the family together and watch a good feel-good movie. Well, Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the best Christmas film movies for the kids and the family, for that matter. Elf was top of the list. Elf. It's a Wonderful Life, that goes without saying. The Santa Claus, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, A Christmas Story. Now, that's a classic. That's a feel-good movie. A Charlie Brown Christmas, Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street with a little girl named Natalie Wood, who grew up to be a very famous actress. And one of my favorites, The Polar Express. If you haven't seen this movie, it's really neat. Tom Hanks plays five roles in this animated movie. Now, it doesn't look like an animated film when you first see it, but it's really good. It's got a great message to it, and it's a fun movie. I actually have it at home on DVD in 3D, which is really fun to watch it. It's a good movie, The Polar Express. They run it on TV all the time if you want to watch that. I think on the Family Channel, ABC's Family Channel. It's 8 o'clock on the